Mrs. Kennedy was practicing talking about her Spanish and about going to appear and whether she would go or not to appear to this Spanish thing. The president called me down there and told me that he just thought that it was an outrage that he had heard what Yarbrough had done and that he had told them that Yarbrough had to ride with us or get out of the party. And there was no disagreement of any kind and no violence of any kind, a very friendly thing, and he and I had a drink together, and he sat there with his shirt off and left. And we had no debate or no argument or no report, and I had asked not to send, anything. And if he heard anybody having a disagreement of any kind, it was the president talking about Yarbrough. Now, what are the damaging things from our standpoint with the country and the public in here about this plane that they're talking about? Who is the perpetrator of the fraud on us, Kenny O'Donnell or General McHugh, or who?
Well, those two, it's pretty obvious that those two fellas.
Now, what about Kilduff? Is he against us?
I think Kilduff, by and large, comes out on our side. Do you think so, Bill?
What about Larry O'Brien?
There's very little about Larry O'Brien in there, and I would not say that it was possible.
Now, I wonder if the...
is affirmatively friendly, I would say, and that O'Brien is one way or the other. How about
could we find out from O'Brien if he, O'Brien, thought that we did anything improper?
You know, Clark Clipper and I have talked with him.
Yeah.
Remember that connection with that Bible situation. We got the story on that thing down very well. But you never released it at the time. There was all that flack about the Kennedy family Bible. And it's not the Kennedy family Bible.
That's not one that ever been opened.
That's right. It's a Catholic prayer book of a Christian tradition, white box. And that never been opened. And certainly, based on that conversation, O'Brien, it's okay. But now the thought here is that after we get up this analysis, that there will be a recheck with everybody. Time to do that is after the analysis is gotten out. Bill thinks that the best way to go about it is to have Juanita get the material once that's posted on the material.
She has to because we have so damn many spies around us.
Yeah. And then have Jake Jacobson do the analytical job. I'll be glad to help him.
Well, I wish we could get somebody that's not. He's the only man I've got here. And he's with me from daylight till midnight. I don't know when Seymour's leaving. I don't know how he would be on it. I guess Harry is riding on the speech. I guess I don't know what Peter is doing. I don't know. We might get Barefoot Sanders assigned. I think that would be good, and he's a pretty good lawyer from the Justice. See, Jake's the only person I have here with me. Bill doesn't come anymore, and Marvin's is up there. And I run an office with three people. I think you might call him over and ask him, we'd tell him we want to borrow him a few days. Maybe get some good person assigned, maybe from your office down there that could kind of help him too, that have good taste.
Yeah.
Well, he's close to Dallas. He's close to these facts, and he knows Sarah Hughes very well.
Yeah.
And he knows the situation. He knows Goldberg very well.
Well, they
filed my merger suit yesterday on the bank here, and they're about to run me out of the state on that this morning. And the damn Judge Connolly threw him out of court on it. And Ramsey gave notice he's going to the Supreme Court immediately. And they want to hear this session, so I just had uncharted hell this morning on my attorney general. I don't know how much I can take of him. It's one new thing every morning. I thought after this court acted on him and told him that the government had to consider not only the effective, but he's merging the bank 26% with 2%. And whether that does restrain trade, but ought to see if there's any pluses come out of it too, and that they hadn't done that, and the Bank Merger Act left a good deal of authority with the controller, and he had decided it that way, and therefore they ought to get thrown him out. But he's given a big statement, and I hadn't discussed it with him, but that's what they've been calling me about all morning, race mail. But every friend you ever had in your life, it's like you calling saying Carol's sick, and Paul Porter calling saying his boy's sick, and they all calling raising hell, and I tell them I can't do anything about it, but that's my attorney general. I'm just concluded our boys haven't got enough sense to think except cause us trouble. I would think, though, that he would let me have Barefoot on that. That's the only thing I'm worried about, but maybe if he could let Barefoot just come and quietly spend some time on it.
I
don't know about the propriety of getting a justice lawyer to do it. I guess you have to. And I guess when Jake gets back up there after Christmas. But I just don't know what I'd do here. He has to talk to everybody, and they just... I've had everybody from the governors to Dick Daley to all the newspaper. We had just damn fools. They get them in to see me, and they go out and talk off the record like Ambassador Nehru. And I've had four calls on him this morning. What are the damaging things to us in there? Is it the plane incident in Dallas?
Well, the basic damage.
The outstanding.
Basic damaging thing is that this is the portrayal of you as President Jack, public actor, public.
Jack Valenti or Jack Brooks?
Jack Valenti.
Yeah.
Get a general impression of the big city in the village and the sensitivity to your parents, Mr. Kennedy.
Kilduff knew he told me that. I noticed they went back very anxiously to determine whether that we kept a recording of that conversation.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yes, sir.
All that they left them.
That makes you did that.